This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
That's Kelly Clarkson, and I might play that. Never again. You're on Joy 94.9. Adam, Ginny, and Nathan driving the camper van today.
Yo, what's
up? Yes, and joining us in the studio, Rhys Bowbridge. How are we?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's what we meant to do. It's our opening question. That's what we've got on our list here.
We don't care. We're just polite that way.
Oh, yeah. Bless.
Right. Now, about this time last year, Rhys, you were in the top 100 for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
Now, you think you can sing.
Oh, I haven't heard that
one. I know. You've got a hot new single coming out.
Yes, it is literally a hot new single. It's called Hot Summer. And you may have already heard it on the summer advertising campaign for Channel 10's promos of late.
That's pretty exciting that Channel 10's actually picked up your song for a debut single.
Channel 10 have been really good to me, actually. I've got a lot to be thankful for.
The album's coming out next year?
Yeah, probably, looking at a March or an April release. We'll have a second single out around February of next year. And, yeah, I've been in the studio writing with many different musicians and artists and writers, and very, very exciting.
Now, we were really surprised to hear that you're releasing an album. How have you found that people have reacted to that, like seeing you dance and then all of a sudden you're singing?
Yeah, not unlike you. it's been a pretty similar reaction, actually. I think people have obviously gotten used to seeing me shake my tail feather more so than anything. But yeah, would be surprised to know that I've been singing and, well, performing, general entertainer for just as long as I've been dancing. Obviously, you know, many thanks to the Johnny Young Talent School.
For they got us everything that we need.
Yes, no, it's, I've been working in the theatre and children's theatre, on the telly as well with the fairies. And so I'm actually an ARIA-nominated recording artist.
A fairy.
I'll have you know. Yes.
Best new fairy.
Great. I didn't know that was a category.
It is this year. Well, next year anyway.
I should have that in the Also Awards. Best new fairy, I think.
Now, do you have any other hidden talents you want to brace us for before you go releasing, I don't know, sequel of some sort? Like an eyelash remover, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Well, yes, for the viewers that didn't join us earlier, I did remove a straight
eyelashes of mine.
Yes. I think, being on the show was actually really great for me because I got to expose a lot of what I'm capable of, not only with my performing, but my artistic motivation with makeup and my penchant for fashion and style. And there's a lot to me. There's many pieces in this pie, and I hope to dish them all out bit by bit as my career evolves.
So, looking at that career, seeing you moving into singing, I think Australian Idol's up next year.
Oh, really?
Just a thought. Just putting it out there. I just,
I don't consider myself to be that much of a reality television whore. Idol's been great to people like my mate Wes, who just won Australian Idol. We grew up together in Johnny Young Talent School back in Adelaide, actually. So we go way back, and hopefully he's going to be, breaking the unfortunate tradition of Idol winners not doing very much.
Because normally the second place getter does better, don't they?
They usually do.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of ringing true for me, I guess. I'm doing really well out of being a runner-up. I'm happy.
Yeah. We're happy that you're happy.
Yay!
Yes. Now, we're going to play your single. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's Hot Joy viewers or listeners would be a little more familiar than most, actually, because obviously it's a cover from the Munros, a German act. Yes, it's a pump and dance track, and I hope you like it as much as I do.
Here it is. This is Hot Summer by Reese Bowbridge. Joy 94.9, Adam, Ginny and Nathan driving the camper van home today, joined in the studio at the moment by Reese Bowbridge. Now, Reese, I've got a bit of a question. One of your alter egos from before.
One of.
There was the fairy. We touched on that
one
before.
One of the many.
But good old, you were also well known for a while as Regime.
Yes.
Will Regime ever be back?
Oh.
Or is she on vacation in Bora Bora?
She's actually trapped in Thailand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's been trying to get a flight for quite some time now. It's a bit of a relief effort, I think, on its way. Yes, no, getting surgery, she was, for quite some time. No, she...
I wonder.
She won't be making an appearance anytime soon, but, hey, who's to say that she won't spring up in one of my film clips down the line?
Oh.
Is that a hint or a thought?
You decide.
I'll have to watch video hits and wait and see.
Well,
I'm going to mark that in my journal.
The Hump Day crew actually caught up with Natalie Bassingthwaite a couple of weeks ago.
Bassing who?
Bassingthwaite.
We can never say her name.
Bassingthwaite.
Is it Bassingthwaite?
Bassingthwaite.
How do you say? Can you actually confirm this for us? How do you say it properly?
It's Bassingthwaite.
Bassingthwaite.
Thwaite.
Thwaite.
Thwait. Thwait. Ended in a t.
A
t.
Thwait.
Thwait.
What?
Thwait. You're not the only one, Joel. It's a bit of a tongue twister. Thwait.
You messing with me?
Like Daryl Braith. Braith Thwait.
Bassing. We're going to have lessons. But anyway, Nat Bass.
Nat Bass.
We in the circle just call her Nat B.
Nat B. Our homie girl. Now, she actually told us there were some hot boys this year coming up in So You Think You Can Dance. Can you confirm or deny this for us?
Yes, there definitely are some hottie patotties. I was just in Sydney last week watching the top 100 kids for season 2. And, so far there's plenty of hot guys, but...
The girls?
Not too many standouts for me, but but then again, I'm not really looking at them, am I? No, Joel.
No.
For us?
Are you kind of involved in So You Think You Can Dance this year? Like, are you going to make a comeback appearance? Like, you know, sometimes former idol.
Guest judge.
Yes? Well, I've already done a little bit for them. I was in Adelaide for the audition tour and popped in and said hi. Gave the kids a bit of motivational speech. I was just in Sydney last week with the top 100, and we'll be springing up here and there. You might even have a little bit of a live performance.
Oh,
I can't wait to see that. This is going to be good.
You're excited. What's it like actually being on the other side of the fence now and watching them go through what you were going through a year ago?
It's bittersweet in a way. It's bitter because, like, there's a part of me that wants to live it all over again. You know, if I had the opportunity,
really?
I probably would. Yeah. It was such an incredible experience, unlike anything I've ever had to do before. But at the same time, there's that utter relief because you know that, you know, they are really killing themselves to do what they're doing, and the pressure is immense. So it's nice and it's sorrowful in a way as well. But, I when we went back into Carriage Works where we shot last year, this year actually, yes, a lot of sweeping of emotion came over me.
And have you been in contact with? Are you still in contact with any of the contestants? The top 12? Yep.
Thanks to the miracle of Facebook.
Good old stalker book.
Yes, I love it. We keep up with each other quite a bit thanks to status. But most of the kids live outside of Melbourne, so I don't get to hang with too many peeps too often.
Well, we're going to go to another couple of songs, then we're going to come back and we've got 101 questions for you, Reese.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joined in the studio still by Reese Bowbridge.
Yes, now, Reese, we've got a little game for you. We've got 101 questions.
Ooh.
Now, we're going to ask you 6.
Okay.
So, pick a number from 1 to 101, any number.
24, my favourite number.
24? Okay. Have you ever had a seance?
A seance.
A seance. Mm. Oh, I was highly into the occult when I was younger. Yeah. I tried to have a seance, but it didn't work. I think I tried it on the Scrabble board. So, not with you know, the Ouija board. Yeah. I think your Scrabble board's your next best option, and no, it didn't work.
So what was your highest score then?
Double points all the way.
Ooh. Double point? I'm sorry.
No. For an effective seance, use the back of a beer carton and a shot glass.
Oh, really?
And it worked. It was a bit spooky, but that glass was moving. Yeah.
It wasn't like fermented beer going off inside the case, was it?
Oh, possibly.
No.
It could have just been that you'd drunk
the whole carton of beer. Yeah. That could have been it.
Possibly. Next question.
Okay, pick a question.
Pick a number.
Oh, okay, 38.
38, fantastic. What is your favourite TV show?
Oh, my favourite TV show is So You Think You Can Dance. Well, it was before I was on it. Oh, what am I watching now? I still love the whole Project Runway, and we love Tyra, we love Next Top Model. Yes.
All those modelling kind of ones.
Yes, all those fabulous ones.
We could pick another number.
2.
Oh, 2. What keeps you awake at night?
Apart from me.
But you! What keeps me awake? I write music in my head. Like, I think of songs when I'm about to go to sleep. And
Nathan's trying to see them
in my head. So that, yeah, that usually keeps me up at night.
Mm. Okay, another number, Reese?
55.
Ooh, getting into double digits now. If you had $1 million, how would you spend it?
I would probably buy property. I think that seems like the safest the safest thing to do with money these days is to invest in property.
I'd put it in my ING online account and watch the percentage go up.
Yeah, yeah, that would be wise. I don't know if it would get me very far these days.
With the deficit the economy the way it is.
That's all very sensible all of a sudden. Can we have another number before we get a bit kind of cross over to ComSec?
Let's go to 97.
Oh, 97. Oh, I like that number. When was the last time you did an all-nighter?
An all-nighter.
Dusk till dawn, baby.
Oh, actually, it was. It wasn't partying. It was just. It was before a flight. It was before a long-haul flight. So I decided to stay up all night and very, very slowly pack my suitcase and then sleep on the plane. It's not very interesting, is it?
Quite all right.
That's riveting. Pick another number. Please.
Last number. Okay. Let's make it 80.
Number 80. If a purple house is purple and a blue house is blue, what colour is a greenhouse?
It's made of glass, so it doesn't have any colour.
He's a smart boy at his old age. He's probably investing age.
He gives you investments. He doesn't stay up all night, and he knows what a glass house is.
And he knows how to pack a suitcase.
Wow. He can dance, he can sing. Thank you, Reese Borby.
Yay! Thank you for joining us today.
Love me. Hey.
Good luck with the single. Well, the single's already going fabulously. Good luck with the album coming out next year and with everything you do.
See you later.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.